This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to do some basketball talk here with some dunk in the trunk.
All right, let's go, man. I enjoyed 0 seconds of the NBA.
And that's what I wanted to ask people to start with, because
my kids are done too.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're like, they're so upset with the Luka trade too. They're like, I don't care about it anymore.
Oh, were they teetering that way before? Because
No. One
thing, if people haven't like heard lately, you were already kind of like sort of on that path, and then the Luka trade just cinched it for you.
I will say that they're both in high school. It's tough because they have girlfriends, they have friends, they are playing basketball and baseball. Right. One of them just playing baseball. So they're busy, right? So just going to a Maverick game or just sitting down and watching a Maverick game when you have homework and you're getting home from school about 6 o'clock at night is very tough. But they're just like, yeah, I don't care anymore.
Okay. Well,
so, I don't have to worry about my kids either, so good job, Adam Silver. You ruined a whole family.
And so, actually, we will get to Adam Silver kind of not responding directly to Mike Bassett, but responding to perhaps...
Didn't he say anything for the Lakers?
No, he did not.
We've moved Kareem there. We moved Shaq there. We've moved everybody there.
But he's not responsible for the old people who got moved there,
right? They told him. The old farts who own the league or whatever, commission the league, told him this is how we do it.
So is your hypothesis, I just want to make sure I get this right. Yeah. So whenever there's a new president, frequently the old president will like leave them a letter in the Resolute desk. You think?
I think that it's
commissioner
a known thing.
down the years. They're like, hey, do it for the Lakers.
I'm not joking around. Yes.
I know that you're not.
I think that there is a mandate that they say if the Lakers aren't good at basketball, our sport won't die, but it will be not nearly as popular as it could be. We have to do everything at all times. We can give the Lakers time to draft D'Angelo Russell and Brandon Ingram and guys that don't work out. But if it doesn't work out, we got to get LeBron there. If it doesn't work out, if it's not working out and LeBron's about ready to retire and the Bronny thing's a joke, we have to get a superstar there. We did it in the 70s. We did it in the 90s. Like, how in the world did Orlando go like, yeah, we don't want Shaquille O'Neal anymore?
He's not a max player. Like, that is, I don't know. That is very strange.
It's all set up for the Lakers. Okay. So be a Laker fan or just quit basketball.
Let me ask you a question. Why not help out the Knicks as well? I'm not arguing.
We gave them Jalen Brunson.
That's true. But like, why wouldn't the league make a more concerted effort to make the Knicks matter?
To your point, I don't know. It ruins me. They obviously did with Patrick Ewing.
Look, of all the sports conspiracies that I most believe in, besides Michael Jordan 100% got kicked out of the NBA, I for sure believe the frozen envelope so they can make sure that Patrick Ewing got to the Knicks.
Maybe Dolan what's their owner's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is just so bad at it for such a long time. They just couldn't
help.
They're like, we tried. This guy's a moron.
All right. So you talked about not watching the All-Star game. I'm curious how many people dipped on it because from the 6-8-2, the All-Star game was horrible. The players themselves didn't even seem hype. Trae Young came out pretty hard against this. And now, obviously, I think his statement should have started with, I didn't belong in this game. And like, it's so ridiculous the way he's like, we should stop calling it a snub and call it a Trae Young for who didn't make the All-Star game. I was like, what, buddy? Shoot more than 40%. And I'll be glad to listen to more of your case instead of just being a volume shooter. Anyways, he also didn't like the All-Star game. And he said it felt like the NBA or the TV networks realized the games were too short and they had a bunch of added stoppages for commercial time and everything like that. At best, the new All-Star format got a mixed review. And that's at best. But I want to know how many people were like, you know what? I don't love the All-Star game. I don't love the effort in the All-Star game. And
I thought it might have been a high effort game because I saw on ESPN like at 5 o'clock or something, they're like, LeBron quit the All-Star game before it started. I was like, oh crap, the players are going to try. And LeBron's like, I'm out. Last time Kobe tried and embarrassed me and I told the rest of the league to stop trying and they all followed.
Now, speaking of that, what do you think of the idea that LeBron knew for at least a little bit that he wasn't going to play in this game and he selfishly kept the spot so somebody else wouldn't get it? And then in one of the team pictures, he still has his street clothes on and everyone else is in their jersey. Because Draymond Green stepped out about it. People on ESPN were talking about it. They're like, he already manufactured a spot in the league for Bronny. And now he made sure that nobody could take this other spot.
I think it's tough because this is the first time, you guys can have your own opinion. This is only an opinion.
It's the first time in 20 years.
I think this is the first time in the history of sports a player actually believes he owns the whole league. So if I go to baseball, obviously Babe Ruth, you know, like the sport continued without Babe Ruth. I think LeBron, look, he's been one of the greatest players of all time. I think he believes the sport will almost die without him in it. That's how important he is to the sport. I just think that he thinks he owns the sport. Like, he's the commissioner. He's the head of the Players Association. He believes he's everything.
Yeah.
So I think, to your point, these things, he doesn't see the greater good of the sport. He doesn't see the greater good of the NBA. He sees him as the NBA. He sees him as owning the NBA. So I think LeBron, in a way, what you're bringing up is valid points, but he doesn't even see it that way. He's like, I am the NBA. There was no NBA before me, and there'll be no NBA after me that matters because I am the NBA.
Interesting. All right. I'm interested in that. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the All-Star game. I get it. I am still a sucker for NBA All-Star Saturday night. I know. I feel like Sean, the dunk contest drives him insane. Maybe that's why he just went on vacation this time. And I know people are like, oh, it's not like it used to be. I still really like NBA All-Star Saturday night.
So I know that Max McClung won because my son told me.
He did. Do you want to hear? Cut number three. He's going to jump over a car.
Got to catch it first.
Oh, my gosh.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Max.
He said, I'm here.
Wow.
He said, I'm here.
Yeah.
Now,
he's just not in the NBA here.
That is true. And Shyam Charania, a lot of people had a lot of thoughts about this tweet. So, Mac McClung became the first player to ever win the NBA dunk contest in three consecutive years. So Shams just put that factual bit of...
Without playing in the NBA.
Well, that's true. But then he added on the end of it, he is arguably the best to do this event. And clearly, a lot of people, whether it's Neek, Dr. J, Michael Jordan... NBA basketball players had a lot of thought about this. But I did just want to say this, and then you can go back to talking about how he's not in the NBA, and I get that. Mac McClung is going to donate that car that was used to a foundation in need in his hometown of Gate City, Virginia. And I just thought that was really neat.
Look, good for him. I guess he's the best dunker in the world. I don't know.
Maybe. Like,
I don't watch it anymore. I don't care. When you tell me who won the three-point competition, I have no clue who was in it or who won it.
Oh, I could just play the dramatic audio for you.
Yeah, I have no clue. But good for him, right? He's going to make a living. Like, he can't play in the NBA, but he's going to make a living off of endorsements and autographs. Like, I'm sure Kyle for the Dallas Card Show. Like, bring Max McClung to a summer card show him sign. Like, I think people will really want his autograph.
Texas Tech and
Yeah, so like he's going to make a living the rest of his life off of, I don't know, I guess he'll win it next year too.
Well, Okay, it's interesting that you say that because I think beforehand he said he was done either way. I don't necessarily.
What is he going to do? Go play more minor league basketball?
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that. But here's the next part I don't believe. Of all the things that won't happen, this is highest on my list of things that won't happen. So, Mac McClung caught a lot of people's attention. We played that car dunk. So, John Morant tweeted out, he goes, man, watching this, it might make me want to decide to dunk. And then Giannis jumped in and said, 100, if you do it, I'll be in the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
Then Zach LaVine came in and said,
he has done it.
Yeah, that is true. He said, I think I might have to again as well. I don't believe this is going to happen whatsoever, but what do you think about the prospects of any of them? Ja, Giannis, LaVine getting back into the dunk contest.
That'd be good for the NBA.
It really would.
I mean, I won't watch a second of it, but it'll be good for the NBA. Once they change a lot of the rules and they go back, I'll tell you what I did this weekend because I was not busy Saturday night, but I was like, I'm not watching this crap. I watched Game 7, 2003, Mavericks Trailblazers, Game 7, 2003, Kings Mavs. It's a whole different sport.
Yeah.
You have to actually dribble the basketball. You can't run with it and call it, yeah, I still have my dribble alive.
Yeah.
You can't travel like crazy. You can't triple jump and call it a Euro step. You know, there's ball movement. Guys are working hard to get the ball into the post. Guys are moving without the ball. There's plays. There's fast breaks. Guys aren't just running to the wing and jacking up threes. And you have Peja Stojakovic in one of those games who seemed like he couldn't miss. It would be weird. Jim Jackson couldn't miss in that
Hell
game.
Hell yeah!
I totally forgot about that for the Kings, but he was like 9 of 10 at one point in the game, and it was very scary. Like, Jim Jackson's going to beat us in Game 7. I mean, I knew it wouldn't happen because it's 22 years ago. I know the result.
That's good.
But it was really fun watching real NBA basketball.
Yeah.
And I know it's playoffs, right? Playoffs are very exciting in 2024. But, you know, the way that you can run with the basketball and not have to dribble, but you still have a dribble, I'm done with it. And then now that I know that it's all set up I should have known it's set up for the Lakers, but it just hurts when it's your player that sets up the Lakers. So that's where I'm at with it. So I hope they do it. But until they change the rules of basketball back to, let's say, when Dirk Nowitzki played in his prime, I'm not watching anymore.
I wouldn't hold my breath for that. Okay, you said you didn't watch the three-point competition.
Yeah,
give me...
This is going to be exciting.
Cut number one for the game winner in the three-point competition.
Passes to Lillard. Lillard, top side three. Good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Jack's OG's advancing. Dame time once again.
I played the three-point competition in the NBA All-Star game.
I'm very sorry. That is my mistake. That was Damian Lillard hitting a three-pointer for Team Shaq to advance.
Did he win the three-point competition?
I do apologize about that.
Who won?
I have already forgot.
It must have been unforgettable.
See, that's not a good sign. Alec, can you help me out with this?
No, I can't because I didn't watch.
Oh, this is awesome. No. This is where the NBA's at. I love it. Kill the NBA. Start it over. Like, we need like a two-year reset where we teach players how to dribble a basketball again. Change the three-point line where you just have to jack it up from half court so I don't have to watch the crap of Max Kleba shooting a ball where you're just hoping it hits rim. And you're like, why in the hell should he ever shoot a three-point shot?
See, and because I was thinking that it was, I think it was Jaren Barajas who beat Damian Lillard in like their three-point shooting contest during the All-Star game to win $100,000.
Who won it?
Jaren, this is a separate thing.
Okay.
So he's a college student, Jaren Barajas.
I was like, and I haven't heard of this player.
This took place. Well, look, we've set it up with Mac McClung that can obviously be the case. But no, this was not on Saturday. This was on Sunday that he beat Damian Lillard in the 3-point shooting competition. All right. Let's go to something that Adam Silver said. And I know that you believe. Well, actually, let me try this again. Do you believe that the Mavericks will eventually move to Las Vegas?
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Is it November of 26? We have the vote for legal gambling.
Right.
If that vote goes to a no, then yes. I think that there's a good case in 2030 when the lease is up at the AAC and the Dallas Mavericks. I do think there's a 50-50 chance they move. I would have said a 0% chance. I give Broadus credit for this. I'm like, Broadus, they're not doing that. Like,
yeah.
when they bought the team within the first 3 months of the Adelson family buying the team. He's like, they're moving to Vegas. I'm like, you're insane. Not out of Dallas, a top market with a fan base that loves the Mavs.
Sure.
But you just see what they're doing. And then in 2026, if it's a no vote, then I will raise it above 50%. They move to Vegas. And the Mavericks, I shouldn't say the Mavericks, the city of Dallas, which I do think they'll still be called the Mavericks, will be the expansion team. So people are like, they won't do that. They want the $2 billion for expansion. My theory is this. The Dallas Mavericks moved to Vegas. They changed the name to the Vegas whatever, Aces or whatever. And
that's
then
the name of the other.
I know. And then the Dallas Mavericks are the new expansion team, and the new owner of the Dallas Mavericks for $2 billion is Mark Cuban.
Oh, okay.
He sold it for like $375. He buys back into being the Mavericks majority owner of the new expansion team. So Mark Cuban's back at ownership of the Dallas Mavericks.
Now, I wanted to throw this out there. So Adam Silver was talking about that, pretty much that exact thing, and the Luka trade. Adam Silver says he has, quote, no doubt in his mind that the owners of the Mavericks bought the team to have it in Dallas and that there were no ulterior motives to the Luka Doncic trade, which he said he was as surprised as everybody else. Now, I realize it's very unlikely that he would come out, that Silver would come out and be like, yeah, no, they're probably going to move in like 5 or 6 years. But I just wanted to throw it out there. He said it's not going to happen.
I think they're all telling the truth until November of 26.
And then if it doesn't pass,
that's,
then you
yeah, because they're all assuming the Adelson family is still assuming they're going to build that place at Texas Stadium, old Texas Stadium in Irving. They're going to build the huge casino with an NBA arena inside of it. And then they're probably going to build one in Houston or Galveston. They're probably going to build one in Austin or San Antonio. They're probably going to build one in El Paso, not all NBA stadiums, but they're going to build like 4 casinos in the state of Texas. That's their goal.
I do believe.
That's why they're paying, I don't know, I might be wrong on this number. They might be paying up to $100 million for lobbyists in the state of Texas to get Greg Abbott, to get everybody involved in politics, to get all of their people that they know that they have influence over to vote yes for this. Why would you spend that much money? They don't care about the NBA.
Now, if you're hoping that the NBA will eventually go kind of the direction that we've seen with four nations the last several days, Giannis came out and said, oh my God, I would love that. I would love that. Wemby said he would be in favor of it. And he's like, there's more pride in it. There's more stakes. So there are multiple international players who are on board with switching kind of like to the USA versus the world format for the All-Star game. But I don't know how much traction that has inside the league. By the way, Tyler Hero, thank you very much for everyone who poured in and said it was Tyler Hero who won the three-point shootout. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst, and was it a Mavericks assistant coach? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some Wanker of the Weekend. 877-881-1053. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? By the way, looks like our YouTube and is back up and rolling. If you were watching in there, you want to jump back in there. So thank you very much for getting that going again. All right.
I thought it was us talking NBA, and they were just like, nobody watches this sport.
I kind of did too. I was very concerned about that. And I was like, all right, so let's just never talk about the NBA again. All right. Do you want to start out with the serious ones or the nonsensical ones?
Serious to start off. Okay. Corey's always the guy who wants the goofs and the laughs. I want the serious.
Oh, is that right? Okay. So Mavericks assistant coach, we go back to basketball. Daryl Armstrong was arrested Saturday morning. The Dallas Police Department alleges that Armstrong struck a woman with a gun during an argument and threatened to shoot her. Now, I know that the Mavericks put out the boilerplate. Hey, we're aware there was an incident. We take it seriously. We're going to look into it. And he's on administrative suspension. But at a time where things are so disastrous for the Mavericks, maybe this doesn't really make a difference at all. This feels like a really terrible time for this to happen.
It is. I don't know Daryl Armstrong at all. He seems like a very high energy, fun guy, nice guy. So who knows what happens behind closed doors, what happens here. I felt bad reading this yesterday. when I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I hope, you know, we'll have to let it play out, I guess, in court or, you know, who knows? I don't know how it's going to play out, but I feel bad for everybody involved. And you just like, man, how serious do things get? I guess it does. Some people bring out guns when it's not serious, but how serious things have to get to like bring out a gun? That's the scary part.
I don't know. And I always wonder like what frame of mind in terms of sobriety or whatever people
are something.
Yeah.
In the morning.
People are like when we get to that point. So we will keep an eye out on that. He joined the Mavericks in 2009. So obviously he's been here a really long time, had quite a run in the NBA. This is bad. Yeah.
So this is from the dude on YouTube. And this is what I didn't understand when I read it yesterday. The Mavs also suspended someone else from the incident. And the way I read it, it made it, I was reading it and I was like, maybe me and the dude might be reading it the same and reading it wrong. Was there somebody else in the Mavericks organization that got suspended because of this?
If so, I apologize. I was not aware of that.
In the way I read it, I was confused because they're like, it was almost like they suspended another employee.
See, I wonder if
I was confused.
I wonder if they're confusing it with the assistant who left because they were from Slovenia. Remember, we talked about that week or the week after, and they left in response to the Luka trade. Like, That's my guess, because if there was another one, I do apologize for not knowing that offhand. Yeah. All right, I got one more serious one for you, and this one is crazy. Do you remember the football player Jonathan Martin?
And help me out. Was he with Tampa as an offensive lineman?
He was with Miami.
Was he an offensive lineman or was he a running back? I don't know.
No. He was not a running back, but remember, he's the guy who accused Richie Incognito of bullying him.
Yeah. And,
I know it's been a while since all of that happened. So we go back to 2013. The NFL did an investigation. It was called Bullygate and all these different things. So in a conversation with ESPN earlier in the week, Jonathan Martin talked about all these incidents and whatnot. And he admitted, quote, he never believed for a second that he was bullied by Incognito or any of his other teammates. And he said, it's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years.
Dang.
I mean, that's a pretty... That's a
huge story years. Because Incognito got picked up by another team, right?
Yes, he did. He sat out 2018 and then he went to the Raiders for a few years, but he got suspended for conduct detrimental to the team in 2013 and he missed half the season. Dang. And like, there's all this stuff to it. And now Martin's like, yeah, I don't really feel like I was bullied. That's pretty bad.
No, that is, especially if you held that until the guy's career was over.
Yes.
So he must have, I'll say this. I'm assuming this. He hated Richie Incognito and liked that he was getting punished for something he didn't do, but he was just trying to ruin his life.
Well, that seems to be where Incognito is going, because unlike his last name, he has made himself very apparent in the last couple of days, which I get. He wrote on Twitter, quote, talking about Martin, he couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit and his mom blamed me. He continues, Incognito. Legacy media pushed this narrative long and far. Too bad it was all a lie. They lied to protect his money. He quit. The team had every right to claw back that money. His mom started the bullying narrative with ESPN and Adam Schefter so the Miami Dolphins wouldn't go after a signing bonus. Woo! So his theory that I'm sure Incognito has held all along was that Jonathan Martin just wasn't good enough. And as he said, the rest of it was, this was just to protect his money.
That's unfortunate, but that seems like a good theory.
Yes.
Like I understand that theory tremendously from what Jonathan Martin is now. What's weird is, why is Jonathan Martin admitting this now?
That is a good question.
Because we would never, like, if he just kept this with him and like, yeah, I screwed him over. I was trying to get a job that I couldn't win. I understand all that, but then why 11 years later, approximately, say, all right, now I'll tell you the real truth.
And he said in one of the quotes, I've been trying to fix this for 10 years. Right. So I can't say I know like what all went into that.
So
but
why did this, like, who is like, all right, well, we'll tell your story. Even though you've been trying to tell us for 10 years, yeah, and you've ignored your story.
Now
we'll
will pay attention. So let's go back to Adam Schefter, who quote tweeted part of that story where it says, I never felt like I was bullied for a second, and wrote, quote, notable excerpt from the story about Jonathan Martin, to which, of course, Richie Incognito responded. Notable excerpt, ! You tried to ruin my life over this BS at Adam Schefter. And so he is really making a point that, like, Adam Schefter helped carry this narrative. And then he jumped in there and said, great question. Care to comment, Mike Florio? When somebody said, where's Mike Florio on this? So he has taken aim at Florio and Schefter, among other folks, for like really helping push this idea.
Man, now that we're finding out this was all a lie, I agree with, like,
yes,
like, think about what we said, like, yes, about Richie Incognito, yes, or what we thought about Richie Incognito and him being called all kinds of names, yep, not just like, oh, he's a bully, right? I mean, there was a lot of racist stuff going, yes, around about him and
that's
everything.
True.
Like, none of that was true. Now that we find out, like, well, it's okay. He just has to live, I guess, the rest of his life with most people not, it's President's Day. So, like, I don't know, like, how many people are going to hear about this story? But if you say Richie Incognito to an NFL fan, they're going to say,
bully,
oh, a bully,
psycho,
racist,
yeah,
horrible person.
Well, and think about it. Like, even if this story does pick up traction over the weekend, today, tomorrow, what's that, 4 or 5 days? Like, this story was huge for months and months and months. And so it is very unfortunate that Jonathan Martin just was like, yeah, no, I didn't really feel bullied. So there's that. All right, let's go to the more fun things. I'm going to play cut number 15 in just a second. So Terrence Shannon Jr. was getting his number retired at the University of Illinois. I don't want to tell
with Derek Harper.
Derek Harper, I do not believe what I did not see him there at this. But I want to
Kendall Gill.
I want to play you the audio of somebody getting their jersey retired. And I think you'll hear when the moment happens, and then we'll explain what exactly happened.
The ball came from the ceiling of State Park Center.
All right, so you could hear the whole, oh, and people started talking. So when they dropped his jersey from the rafters, it was upside down.
Okay.
Like, how does that happen? Although I
you
guess...
tied up? I mean, we had the...
I've seen when a banner is not really... Fight all
yeah,
around.
I feel like you should practice. I feel like
yes!
if we're going to do banners, we should practice the banner when nobody's in the stadium,
yes,
or just the players or just employees. So we really practice when this happens in real time, when everybody sees this on television and that are here, that we've done it right.
Yeah. So
I don't think it should be the first time ever you reveal the banner to even yourself.
The Illinois athletic director said, obviously, we had a regrettable situation at halftime with the jersey. And then he said, we had some spirited conversations during the second half so that the right people knew the level of disappointment and frustration we felt. Hopefully, in the lens of history, that won't do anything to diminish. Like, I don't know how often in the future people are going to look at that and be like, ah, it's right side up this time. But, like, that's a tough moment. And you can see Shannon just kind of look up like, what the hell just happened?
Well, I mean, I guess he's still on First Take and all those things, right?
Who do you think that is?
Shannon Sharp?
No, Terrence Shannon, oh, not Shannon Sharp.
Did Terrence Shannon play for Texas Tech for a second? Like, was he one of those players that transferred, ooh, like, a zillion times, like, in the last 10 years? But anyways, I just, for some reason, I'm like, he might have been on one of the Texas Tech teams that was good.
Oh, I believe, yes.
See?
How
about that?
With Texas Tech. And then he transferred to Illinois for a couple of years. He was a first-round draft pick. last year by the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Hey, what is this segment called?
Wanker of the Weekend.
Wanker of the Weekend. I'm the Wanker of the Weekend.
For not knowing the names of our segments.
Yeah. And look at it. I'm retiring without knowing really all the names of them. But that's pretty awesome. Just Mark Johnson, I'm a wanker, but don't worry. After today's over, you only have to hear me 7 more times on 105.3 The Fan. Mark Johnson doesn't like me on
the radio.
Well, yeah, that's the main part. And on YouTube, because he's a YouTuber guy. Okay. And he's like, he doesn't like me. And I guess I didn't know that until like Lil Dallas Cowboy was telling me, yeah, Mark Johnson doesn't like you.
Oh, but we don't know like, any more specifics about why he doesn't like
you? No, I have no clue. Okay. I've never met him or knew about him till now, but I guess he doesn't like me. Okay. So Mark Johnson, don't worry, man. It's going to be Kevin and Corey. And you don't ever have to listen to me again. I hope you watch the Rangers.
Yes, I hope that you do as well. Now, I wanted to throw out Deshaun Watson. This is maybe not fair because this list actually came out on Thursday. But Nick Shook rated all 59 starting quarterbacks from last season in the NFL. Number one, he said Lamar. Then Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Jaden Daniels. Then we go all... By the way, Patrick Mahomes was number 7 behind Baker Mayfield. We go all...
Baker finally beat Pat.
Yes.
He left Lubbock.
So he didn't have to deal with that. We go all the way down the list. And number 59 on the list, the worst quarterback that started any football game last year is Deshaun Watson. So this might be just a case of like kicking somebody when they're down. But yeah, Deshaun Watson, who in 2019 was 5th, 2020 was 4th, number 59 this year.
It's like Daniel Jones close to there too?
A couple spots. Tommy DeVito is the next one up, and then Carson Wentz. So 58. Dang. And 57. So
how far away do you have the list? How far away is Dak from Cooper Rush?
Ooh, you didn't ask about another person, too. What about Trey Lance?
Oh, yeah, Trey Lance.
Trey Lance is number 52. Sorry, I did not actually look up.
I thought you were going to say, like, Trevor Lawrence. I'm like, I know, he had a bad year. He's having a bad career. Okay. I know. And people are booing the guy that we interviewed, Tony Khan, in Australia because he did something bad for AEW.
So Cooper Rush is 38, right behind Daniel Jones, which is, you know, not what you want. Dak Prescott is number 19.
Heck so
Dak
yeah,
is 19 yeah. And Cooper Rush is 38 and Trey Lance is 52, but we're all set at quarterback.
So 18 spots is easy. Move up 18 spots. Just wait.
You can't just say move up 18 spots.
I think what he's going to do is he's going to pinch Ed Warder on his neck or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes him completely healthy the rest of his career, and mm-hmm. then he becomes the best quarterback ever. I remember Jerry Jones in the press conference saying, why don't you touch Ed Warder or something? And then Ed Warder is going to realize that you are the greatest.
That was your takeaway from that whole press conference?
Yeah, it's about as much as I listened to that guy.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
What you're talking about.
Right here. He doesn't, Jerry. He doesn't know what you're talking
about. I have no clue what you're trying to accomplish.
Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. NFL teams primed for a fall next season. Right here on The Fan.
Darnold, straight drop off play action to the end zone and touchdown! Justin Jefferson with a 7-yard touchdown from Sam Darnold.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Where I want to run a little experiment real quick on the Twitch, on the YouTube, on the Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. Mike has made continued references to, don't answer this, to the echo chamber. What do you think Mike is talking about when he repeatedly talks about the echo chamber? We will loop back around to that. Go ahead and send in your guesses. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
Number 19.
And we start. Yes. Not very great. All right. Are there NFL teams or an NFL team specifically that you think is primed to fall off next year? So like we played the clip of the Vikings. And I feel like that's just common sense. The Vikings went 14-3. That feels very unlikely to repeat. All right.
Here's something I was really wrong. About this time last year, maybe a little bit later, because free agency had to play out, I thought Buffalo was going to be the team to fall off.
Okay,
I thought that they were losing enough key pieces that Buffalo was thinking, can Josh Allen carry an average team at best to another 10-plus win season and a playoff run? And I thought, hey, man, I think you're going to start asking Josh Allen to do too much here. And they ended up having a great start to the year, traded for Amari Cooper. Not saying Cooper was awesome for them, but still a solid receiver. So I was definitely wrong on the team I thought would fall off. I think the Vikings are a great pick.
Me too.
On that. How about this? And I don't believe this. I'm going to say it just because of what happened to the Houston Texans. They didn't fall off. They still made the playoffs, the Houston Texans, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we thought CJ Stroud is now going to become an MVP candidate.
I'm with you.
So everybody right now assumes Jaden Daniels is going to get way better. The Washingtons are going to get way better. And maybe that's just too much of an assumption on a second-year quarterback.
Especially when you consider they went 12-5 and won consecutive road playoff games to make the NFC Championship game. Like, if you tell me they're primed to take a step back from the NFC Championship game in 12 wins, I could see that. Like, that feels very possible because of the second year regression for the quarterback that you talked about, or maybe they just don't take their level to the next game.
How about this?
Game to the next level. There we go.
I really like their second half of the season. I thought that they could make the Super Bowl. Where are the Rams at this offseason? And what they do have like $53 million in cap space, I believe, like to add, but they still have Matthew Stafford. It looks
do
like
they,
okay. Now you take over.
No. So there's,
I don't know where you're going here.
There's something weird at play. So he's due to make $27 million, Matthew Stafford, that is. So you're right.
Yeah.
In theory, they still have Matthew Stafford, but there is some thought that any pose about retirement or whatever is actually just to get a raise in the contract. So I do think Stafford will be back with the Rams, but that might impact the money you were just talking about.
Yeah, so here's the interesting part. They finally have all their draft picks back for the most part from making all those trades to go all in, and they did win the championship. You have to give them all the credit in the world. And now they're out of, I guess you could call it cap hell. They've paid off all of kind of the big contracts that they had for the most part. I get they're trying to trade Cooper Kupp, and they're like, we'll take on money to kind of move on and maybe get a draft asset. But they might have one more year left of Matthew Stafford making one more run, or maybe they fall off. I don't know. Seattle, Geno Smith is right there. He's better. Sorry. Dak is better than Geno Smith. I want to make that clear. But they're about in the same category now.
Okay.
Like 19th quarterback. I don't know where Geno Smith is. I'm going to assume he's around that
probably
number.
So
I just don't see Seattle's in that no man's land where they're good enough to win 10, but also bad enough to lose 10.
Okay. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers in that group?
They're right in that Seattle group, Dallas Cowboy group.
What about, let me ask you this, because this was a team that surprised a lot of folks. Do you think the Denver Broncos are in that group?
Okay, that's a great. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs next year, but I know Corey needs to be here because I know he's a big fan of either Bo Nix.
No, it is Bo Nix. But if we're talking about quarterback regression in the second year, I don't think we can mention Jaden Daniels and not bring up the concept of Bo Nix.
No, for sure. Now, Bo Nix is close to 30, so that helps him out.
He's not 30 years old. Is he like 25?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about he got 8 years of college credit. So
Bo Nix turns 25 next week.
Yeah. He was a rookie last year.
I get it, but I just wanted to point out he's still got some time.
No.
Before we get to 30.
That's a good one. Obviously, his experience in the NFL is limited, but his experience in age is well within his prime of being in the NFL.
Now, I want to read some of the answers to what is the echo chamber that Mike is referencing. Yeah. From the 817, the echo chamber is the Cowboys' free agency moves. I like that. Another person from the 682, the Cowboys front office or lack thereof, from the 682, is it the Chamber of Secrets from Harry Potter? That is a solid guess. From the 321, is the echo chamber what Mike calls the YouTube conversations that have nothing to do with anything. A lot of guesses for Jerry Jones. The echo chamber is where military pilots get together in drinking and shenanigans after their careers are over. And then we get the
somebody got it right.
We get the 469. Richie from Ennis. My guess is that Mike is referencing the next WWE premium live event, the Elimination Chamber. And that is true because that really threw me off when Mike in one of the breaks goes, who are you thinking in the echo chamber? And I was like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And then you go, you know, the show.
The March 1st, 6 p.m. Yeah. It's a big show, man. We're going to yeet it all the way there. Yeeter, though, isn't in Jey Uso. I didn't know he had a brother, Jimmy Uso, but
yeah,
they used to be tag team guys.
That's true.
So
Jimmy
yeah.
Uso's a big fan of getting DUIs as well.
I am. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I am excited about wrestling again.
You're more excited.
I love that.
I mean, I quit
How weird
basketball.
Is it that you're more excited about professional wrestling right now than basketball? Than
Weird.
NBA basketball.
I would have never guessed this in my life.
Me neither.
Mike guessing Mike's life would have never guessed in 2025 he is now a wrestling fan over the NBA. But they, I don't know, I think they fake more in the NBA than they do in wrestling.
Wow!
I found out how when they kick a dude in the face, how they make that loud noise. I'm like, that sounds like they're making a huge connection, and it's in their face. That has to hurt.
Do you know I do that with baby Noah at home?
Oh, you slap your butt?
And some people slap their thigh, but yes. Yeah. And now he knows he doesn't fall right, but he knows to fall down, except he falls forward. Yeah. So look, we haven't really worked out the physics of it because he's 2 years old, but he loves it. And I'll just yell boots and put my foot up towards him and he'll be like, ah.
And Trish Stratus is back.
That's right. She's
Trishy and Tishy. Is that what it's called?
Tiffy.
Yeah. She wrestled the big girl. And yeah, it's an elimination thing. And then Wonder Woman wrestled and got a wedgie and lost. And I was hoping she
Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
She lost to the tag team girl with the other girl who has the big hair and whips her hair around.
Yes. Naomi, who teams with Bianca.
Yeah.
I really
Bel Air.
Yes. I really think we've dropped the ball on Mondays or Tuesdays not having a Mike
Tonight's Raw.
Yeah.
Raw's war.
Tomorrow, give me a vague recap of what you saw on wrestling.
Please.
I think that would actually be
Drew
really
McIntyre
funny.
Drew McIntyre got kicked in the face by Jimmy Uso when he was making fun of him in the background thing, in the bowels of the stadium.
All right, back to football. This is going to take a pretty hard turn.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah. So that's what he says. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need you to pause for a second because this next story is serious.
Okay, before you do that, before serious, don't you think L.A. Knight should have a rival that comes from England and his name is British Knight? And then British Knight takes on L.A. Knight in like this huge rivalry? I mean, I just came up with a storyline, WWE. Give me my $50.
Wow, is that all you want for a storyline? Yeah. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Seven more women have come forward to accuse Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior during massages. Now, I know just because there's a lot of accusers, that does not necessarily mean that he is guilty of anything. However, optics-wise, it feels really terrible when he made a definitive statement. It's like, I've never done anything wrong. And then more people come out. And then a week later, seven more people come out.
He's a local guy too, right? Is he South Lake or Lake Highlands?
Justin Tucker?
No. Am I wrong about that?
Because he went to Texas, right?
I thought he's from the area.
I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know. I mean, I know that's not a big deal. It's bad no matter what. And especially like if he did it, we don't know if he did it or not. Obviously
went to Austin Wesley.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that.
But he's a Texas person.
Yeah. Stinks.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't know. I obviously have gotten massages before, but they're usually when I'm on vacation at like a resort. I don't know. I guess I would have to ask women. I guess men can get sexually harassed too in these things. But like with the Deshaun Watson thing in this, it's only two cases of two people.
Sure.
But it's making it sound like this is common. Like men do these horrible things to women that are just there to like give you a body massage. But I don't know. Like maybe
I don't know.
I don't know. I do not know this world at all.
Yeah, look, I'm with you on that. It is a sad situation. I am curious what happens with the future of Justin Tucker, both in terms of playing, in terms of the Hall of Fame, in terms of a lot of things.
Who was I thinking that was an NFL kicker for a long time that was either Lake Highlands or South Lake Carroll? I must be going crazy. Sorry, for some reason I thought it was Justin Tucker, but it wasn't. He's Austin Westlake.
From the 469, I absolutely love Mike's wrestling talk. Again, I would love you. We should call it like, maybe it'll just be a Mike likes it is. Mike gives you the gist of something. And so, like, I don't know if you're going to watch the whole thing, but you'll give us, like, a vague recap of what happened.
Yeah, Kevin Owens almost died, I thought. But he's just fine in the ladder match. Thing. That's amazing called, what they did to each other. And they're
selling.
Yeah. Cody Rhodes, man, he's the American Nightmare.
That's right.
He's the tattoo neck guy.
Do you know why he's the American Nightmare?
I honestly have no clue.
Because his dad was the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
And we met his brother, Gold Dust.
That is true. We did. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're about to start Canada, Finland. Maybe we'll talk some more Four Nations. But also, the football void hit us this weekend. So I already have predictions for the 2025 draft and season. Next on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.